Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to 2019 New Year. And this is ARCC Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Thanks for the new year. We made it. I'm with Faisal Fergale from Sudanese community. How are you, Faisal?
I'm fine. Thank you, Gilwak.
Yeah, we are reflecting on our big day, you know, the cultural diversity day that we just had. And in 2018, it was very good, well attended, and it was a very good day, and everybody came out. So how are your thoughts about that?
Oh, that's very nice day. We organized for that day for a long time, for 1 month in our organization, ARCC. All the staff have their sit together for 3 times and we talk about it, and we don't thought that we're gonna get nice day like that. Day is very nice day and very glorious.
Yeah, because I thought it might rain. That was my worries, but you know, it turned out to be a very bright day. It was warm and, you know, happy day.
Yeah, we are following the weather for whole last week, and we see every time we send to each other, oh, the weather will be like this, oh, the weather will be like this. We thanks God that day will, the weather is very nice and very warm, and people enjoy from different ethnics, from different communities, from our friends. That's very nice day, very beautiful day.
Yeah, for those of you who do not know what happened in December 15, 2018, there was an event held by ARCC. It was Multicultural Day.
Yep.
So Diversity Day, we do it every year, but this time we call it what? End of the year summer block party.
Summer block party.
And we do it instead of a Christmas party, because ARCC communities don't come from one ethnic community.
Yes.
So
yes,
we come from different backgrounds and, you know, different regions, different representations.
Yeah.
And we have different religions too. And so that's why we say, you know, it would be nice to give it a different name.
Yep.
So we call it a block party that is inclusive.
Yes,
because it is all about inclusivity.
And the name is very nice, though. Block
party. I don't know who came with the name. I think it's Tina.
Tina came with the name. One of our best of our team, Tina, bring that name in the last meeting before 15 days. Yeah.
And the reason why we are doing this, we do it every year because it's the end of the year, and we need families to come together and have fun.
Yep.
Like on the 15th December 2018, a lot of kids came, had a lot of fun, food, candies.
Yeah.
Candy crush. I don't know what that was. And they were playing, and
the music and the performance is very nice. You know, the performance, the ballet dancers.
And
yeah, they mix the music between and the cultures between the Middle East and Western music.
It was a kind of mix. I think we will go, we will lead people step by step what is happening and what happened last year in 2018. And it was a blessed year for ARCC because we had a lot of goodies we will be talking about.
Yep.
And I think we can go for a break and then we will come back. We will have music for you. Welcome back, guys. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Rasa Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. And that music is from Ethiopia, talking about the beauty of Ethiopia, beauty of the country. And just like we are in New Zealand, we are talking about the good things that happened in 2018. And in the studio with me is Faisal Fagale. And we are reflecting on the day of a multicultural event that we had. And so... What was the most important thing that captured your time that day?
That day, I think the most important thing, the barbecue, what's your band doing?
Yeah.
We are very afraid about the barbecue, what's going to happen to the barbecue, are the time is going to serve us to provide all the, with the a band doing the barbecue that day.
Mm.
But the good things, a band start to do it in home, early 6 a.m. morning.
In the morning.
And I call him and say, oh, we're starting to do the barbecue at home. And he pull it and he bring it. And he start around 10 o'clock in the Alberton house to cook and do the barbecue.
I think what made it very interesting was that you went live when Aban was cooking the barbecue.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
nice.
And I saw it a lot of views in there, and a lot of people were following us on our page.
Yes.
And I met with one person, and she said, I asked her, how did you know about us? She said, I follow you guys in the Facebook, and you guys went live. And so, I said, they say, and you guys said there's a free food. I said, I've got nothing to do. I should be there.
You know, heaps of people following us, even my friends from America, that they wake up and they send message. Oh, what are you doing, guys? Are you starting?
Yeah.
They started there because there's a different time between us and them. Mm-hmm. Also people from Canada, back home, from Saudi, from Middle East, a lot of people follow us and ask about the day. What are you doing? We say we're doing a blockhouse, block party. Yeah, block party, and end of the year. And really, for myself, I'm very worried about the attending of the people, but we are very thankful for our communities. They're enjoying and come, and they are showing their commitment to our organization.
Yeah. And what amazed me was the presentation of the diversities that came out.
Yeah.
It was really beyond my imagination.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be that high, that huge attendance.
And the best thing, brother, the Eritrean coffee.
Eritrean coffee.
You know, one of our friends from New Zealand, she drink around 5 cups, and every time she said to me, oh, first I take one. I say, you're not gonna sleep today. I don't want to sleep. I just want to enjoy.
and there was Arabian coffee served.
We had two
types of coffee.
Yeah.
And we had Arabian, and we had the Eritrean coffee. And food was very much available, and music was live, and we had cultural performance from different ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah, we have the Sudanese.
I think we had about four communities.
South Sudanese
community, Eritrean community.
Yes, and we have
belly dancers. This is what people did not get, even those who were following us.
It's a mix.
So the belly dancers are gypsies.
Yeah.
So these people, if you don't know them, they are part of, you know, a mixture of European and Middle Eastern and Asian. So three continents together mixed up. So the music was like, the tune was like Indian tune, and the dresses
is Indian dresses. And the other thing, the music, you know, brother, the music is the Western music. So they mix the good things. If you don't look at the out picture, look inside the picture. You see that's the Western music mixed into the Arab Middle East
the
music.
Middle East.
And Indian dresses.
It was very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
And you, those ladies, is the they follow the tune. If the tone is going high and low, and the dance, and you just look at this.
And I was very paying much attention to that because, you know, the music and the beat, were going together with the flow. It was so nice.
And they have special drums, you know, the drums.
Yeah, the small one. And this group has been with us. Last year they attended, they did the same cultural performance too.
This year, really, brother, I have a lot of feedback from different people, and it's they said the ARCC every year improved. And we are improving and we are doing good and we are going forward to connect all those cultures and all those communities together.
And the beauty of it, you know, it brought out people together. One lady was telling me she didn't know there would be a big number of people like that, because that's the first time to come to New Zealand to see things like that. And she was like, when I came, I just said I would attend that event, not knowing I would get that big number of people, even people I have never seen for a long time. She met them. Which is very amazing. So I think it goes back to what we do, bringing people together, communities together, and people get connected. Because one of the problems that the resettlement community has is a disconnection with other communities. Because we don't want to see isolation. And we need to see communities have a better and peaceful integration. And that's what we do, thanks to our funders. You know, the money went to the good cause.
And the other things, the venue, Arpartum venue, I think it's amazing.
I think that's one thing we will talk about when we come back. It's a break, guys. We will come back to you, and don't go away. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Welcome to Resident Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. We have just been talking about the reflecting on the Diversity Day, Multicultural Day event that was held on the 15th December 2018, and now we are on 2019. And we had a very good year, and we are talking about what happened, the good, the bad, and, you know, what happened that day. And now we are joined also by Yobi. Yobi, welcome.
Yeah, I'm all here, and you missed
it all, man.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I was on the morning, and I thought that I had to be early, and I took the bus, and I took the wrong bus, so I ended up here. And and remember, guys, it's also holiday time, so most of the buses and trains are just going down. Just to be sure that...
Now the holiday is so close, so if you miss anything, we might think, you know, maybe hangover.
Everything's going to happen all right.
Okay. Yeah, we are talking about what happened on the 15th December. We had a Multicultural Day event. Yobi, you did not come. You miss out a lot. It was held in a colonial building.
The Alberton
is a colonial building. It was built in 1863. And the family, we will run through the history, a brief history about the building. The family came from UK, and this man was, I think, was a military man back there, born in India.
Then
he came here, and then he got a wife with two kids, and the condition was so bad back then, and the wife and the two kids died, and then he married again, and the second wife had 10 kids with him, and the family got smaller, and then they put some extensions in that. And the family lived in that house for a long time until the last girl donated the family.
When they come from India, they bought 500 acres.
Of land.
Yeah, around Mount Albert. There is nothing, just Mount Albert.
I would want to know what was the price they paid. Maybe $2.
Maybe $2.
it's a heaps of money. He said that the lady who was in the introduced us to the building said that the guy is very rich, and he come with his money.
Yeah, because he was a military man back there in UK.
So
he got the money.
Yeah, in India.
In India.
He bring a heaps of money with him.
Yeah,
and buy the 500. Acres. It's San Lucas, and you come from now. If you put the 500 acres, is round. It's a big land.
Big land.
I love this house very much because it reminded me back in my house, the colonial.
Happened is that a lot of people find connection in that because you know it relates to our life back then.
Mm-hmm.
Sudan, I don't know about Sri Lanka, Europe, but Sudan was colonized by Britain.
And being in
the colonial house, you know, it has a lot of reflection in that.
And
it has a lot of, you know, realities.
Yeah, now one of our community, old man, he come in to our party and he see, oh, this house remember me now more than 100 years. I grew up in the same house back in Sudan.
Because he was raised in the 50s, eh?
Yeah. And I think that we colonized in 1900, last century. The English people come to Sudan in 1900, and they left Sudan in 1956. They left all their houses and everything. It's the similarity of those houses.
Yeah. So the reason why we chose that place is because we normally do such event at the YMCA facilities.
Yes.
And we have chosen that place because we think we might get a bit of connection with the history.
Yeah.
And that was the general feeling when people were there.
You know, the finding the way of decolonization in here. And also seeing that how multicultural work in the future, right? It's also showcasing the future from the past, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I still remember my grandmother used to tell me stories about, you know, when we got independence during 1948, that's when the East Indian Company moved out of Sri Lanka after, you know, India got their independence. So what has happened is during the earliest time, most of the people find so hard to transition themselves because they worked under, you know, British a lot because, you know, all the spices were come from Sri Lanka, especially the pepper, right? So most of them work under pepper and rubber industries, right? And the tea industries. So three industries.
You guys, you have a lot of spices, eh?
Yeah. And even
because rubber, even I was told, even the tea has got the spices.
Yeah.
Even the tea have spices?
Yeah, it does have cinnamon and, you know, they do have different spices that being combined with the tea that been manufactured over,
Is belong to Sri Lanka?
Yeah, it's called Ceylon tea because British called Sri Lanka as a Ceylon.
Oh.
Right, so
different
then
brands.
They changed the name, right, and then they became Dilma.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
Yeah. So it was very historic to, you know, to know that how the transition has happened. And it also symbolizes how Sri Lanka has recovered from, you know, from the colonization at the start and how that led into a bigger civil war back in the country. Right? In one way, we used to say, all right, independence was good, but also the thing that there was no backup plan when British left.
Oh.
You know what I meant? Because when they formed the constitution, they didn't have zero idea about how constitutional governance worked when British left. Because they had destroyed the king system, right? Because we used to have kings who ruled the places rather than government rule the places. Or we didn't have a, you know, pre-democracy that worked, right? Oh. We had the kingship. And that way that that's caused a civil war between ethnic minorities and the majority of the country.
Oh. The best things I think ARCC is the when we hire this place, we go as a staff and check the place. I say we're gonna have a nice day, and you know, Gilwak and Opie, you know the way we put the chairs in the garden, how we are.
Someone was like, it looks like a wedding.
Yeah. I saw the video and I was like, oh, this is looks like a wedding.
Yeah.
Everyone posted from ARCC. You know, they were
it's a good
a
thing. Yeah. People sit in the in circles. People sit in together, and we admit to make the people. And me and Gilwak, we are organizing this thing.
Yeah.
And we admit to make the people sit together.
Because we said let's make it like a place for fun.
Yeah,
you know, put two, three chairs together, four, five, two. You know, maybe two people have never seen one another for a long time. And they say, hey, let's have a catch up. Things like that.
Yeah. I honestly like miss being there because, you know, I had a prolonged depression. I had to go to the hospital, so that's why I couldn't come to the summer party.
So I was
I wonder because I saw the, you know, the videos and stuff. I was like, I'm talking to Ashley and told about, you know, you guys had a good party.
Yeah, it was good.
It was very good multicultural event.
Actually, we've got two good news from there. Minister of, the MP for Marasco, Michael Wood, were there.
Yeah, I saw him. Like,
he's the man. He was there, and
he spent more than 3 hours with us.
And a few weeks ago, before the event, we got a funding from him too, from his office.
Oh,
and the next day, he would be the guest speaker. How good is that? And also, we had another guest speaker, Maggie.
Maggie Watson,
a member of the local board of Eden Albert. This is the local board that has given ARCC a building where we operate in.
Yeah,
and the lease is ending this year, and then we didn't know what to do. We were asking Honorable Michael to if we can, you know, support us in the back and how we can renew the lease so that we can maintain the office. And said, yeah, no worries. When it comes to that, let me know. And then I will be able to help you in the support you need. And then we called Margie, hey, can you come to our event and we want you to be one of the guest speakers? She said, sure, I will be there. And then when she came, she was amazed by that. And then she's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
She's so nice. And she said,
she's very lovely lady.
Now you know you have the building.
Oh, good. That's good.
That's a good
it's
news.
It's a big thing. Yeah, good news. Good news. Yeah. We have two celebrations that day.
Yeah. It was a day for fun, and then it turned out to be more fun.
And it's also a day for reflection, because, you know, we looked back into what the work has been done and what the community have been contributed all together.
That's the
right
point.
And
that's the point.
That's something that I always feel that, you know, especially in reseller communities, we does need, you know, these kind of events just to make sure, at least at the end of the year, just to make sure everyone, you know, reflect on what they have done on the year. Right. And they would be like more refreshed to do better like next year and do amazing works over the years. Yeah. Right. That's something that I do feel, you know, one of the things that could be achieved.
Because this is one of the things that we do not want to occur. We had a few suicides from the resettlement community, and this is all about isolation. You know, it's all about isolation. People are isolated, and when you come to this country, you come with a lot of trauma, and then you find yourself alone without family members, and then it becomes even a disaster. And we don't want this to happen. That's why we say, let's have some sort of event that brings different cultures together.
Yes.
You know, you find yourself, you are not alone in this country. You have a big, beautiful community. That's what Oakland is all about, multicultural.
That's the point.
Yeah, you are not alone. You don't know anyone. Find a way to connect with people.
And this is one of the big issue in ARCC.
I think we are very lucky that we live in Oakland. That's what I always tell our people, you know. It's just a matter of knowing some people, and then you will get rolling.
Yep.
And it's also become national right now, right?
Because this is when we're going to, after the break, let's talk about Aotearoa.
The best for the last. Yeah, we will come back after this break. Don't go away. Best things on the way coming.
Nickel pickleama, totana tokulama, makaruku karma, boy tarla karma, nickel pickleama, totana tokulama, makaruku karma, boy tarla karma. Simtangara, yengana nisire, nintambara, mustabdi gapora.
கோபியில ஐடல் அந்த டைவர்டி சட்டமால
நம்ம புஷ்டருக்கு கோட்டை இல்ல அல்லாஹ் ஜரம் பெட்டா இல்ல செச்சினுக்கு செட்ட இல்ல கோபியிலே
பிசரே கெலப்பா பிசரே கெலப்பா கொக்காலங்க 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 பெட்டா போடுவா
Welcome back. Welcome to Rosetta Radio. And that's a song from Sri Lanka. I don't know what that means.
It's a very local, you know, Tamil song, right? And it was like from the one of the movies about talking about the governance and how leadership works. And he wanted to, because he was like very biggest businessman, and he goes to a local area and became a local person, and does say that whenever I even go to a new country and become a new person, I still don't forget where I come from. I won't forget my local, you know, tongue, because our local tongue is very different from, you know, what people who used to go to, you know, foreign countries who have very little Tamil to speak in a very different, you know, accent. They had the differences between them. It does give a social disparity in the social structure. It does say that who are too much local, they have a very different tongue to someone who is richer, or, you know, who is like up in the social structure. So he sang the song just to showcase that the people who are even richer, they are also Tamils who can even speak local languages.
That's good.
So now we have been talking about, you know, the good things in the event, and the last thing that we want to talk about now finally
is 2019. Yeah, 2019 biggest plan for
we're going to the Tarawa.
Yeah, we launched this name in last AGM. We say to the people we are going national.
Yeah,
and yes, ARCC Auckland. Most of the people now they say, "Yo, you are Aucklandians. Why don't you go national?"
Because so, it's like if we limit ourselves and our service and our work to Auckland, so we have isolated some of our communities to the ones in Hamilton, Christchurch, and Wellington. And you know they need us and we need them.
Yep.
Each year, like let's say Eritrean community, you know, they gather one place a year. Last year it was Christchurch. This year... This year is going to be Auckland. And the same thing to Congolese community. The same thing to Kurdish community. And so we have these people from different cities across New Zealand who need our service.
Yes.
And we cannot keep them away.
Because the name.
They are part of us because of the name. And so we say we go national now.
It was a different name.
But it's still we keep the acronym.
ARCC. And it's the best thing we keep in our acronym.
Yeah, it's also using, you know, Tauri as well. You know, I used to feel that most people write New Zealand rather than Aotearoa. Right? So, which is so cool, you know, in a one way. And also, I used to, you know, go to the camp, refugee camp. Yeah. I used to meet people who are, you know, because Auckland is no longer a resettlement area. Mostly resettling into other places.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. They just needed the RCC services over those regions. Right?
The first destination, resettlement destination this time is going to be Stewart Island.
Stewart Island.
And then Rotorua.
Yeah, Rotorua as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Dunedin? No.
Dunedin is already, they have people there.
They have people who
they
are
have
there.
They have resettlement locations in across the nation, but we don't know. They have not come out yet, but they will release them very soon. because they want to make preparations. Yeah.
They're also increasing, they're doubling the quota officially by February.
Yeah, it will be 1,000. Yeah.
So it's going to be 1,000.
So the name now is going to be Eteroa. Eteroa is the national name we are talking about it. Yeah, so we are, this is the second
Eteroa state. Community. Coalition.
Next step, we are going international.
International.
Yeah, just wait for it, guys.
Coming up.
Yeah, coming up, 2020.
It's a dream. Really, brothers, this is a dream.
Yeah. I think if you go back to the history of ASCC, it's a very long walk, like what Nelson Mandela said.
Yeah, more than 10 years now.
It came in the idea that different communities had their own small groups.
Yeah.
And then they represent themselves.
Yes.
So if you have Afghan community representing itself, you have Sudanese community, you have Sri Lankan community, and then you have Burmese community, why don't we have an umbrella community, that an umbrella name that would bring all these communities together?
Yes.
It's also integration and also participating in community as well, because I used to see my mom learned English better when she was talking to someone from other culture, right? Rather than just talking to our culture, because when we talk to our culture,
we use our own language.
You easily switch to that too.
Yeah, and it's also learning from one to the other, right? And learning from someone who speaks the other language, and we could be able to learn English throughout just being integrated with that kind of multicultural society.
And that's how the name came about, because we had to find an umbrella name that covers everybody, that should be a voice for all communities. And this is how AICC was born 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still going on each year. It's getting better.
Yeah.
And it's improving. And it's got a lot of, support from the whole society.
Yes.
And it's rolling well.
AICC is going good, guys. And
so for things that will come next year, we will have our fourth intake for open road driving program. Mm. It will be February 2019.
Mm-hmm. And I love the driving program a lot, but just because, one of the things that I was talking to someone was, driving license is something that's more valuable than anything for our resettled communities, right? Especially when you go to work or, even going to, going to police. Why? Because our passport, most of us doesn't have a, passport when we come here as a refugees to the country.
Yeah.
But when we go in to get a travel document, most of the time it's not recognized well. Right? But the driving license is something that's more recognized, right? Yeah, in everywhere, right? Yeah, if you go to, making a bank account, your driving license is valid.
It's our ID in New Zealand. Yeah. When I come to New Zealand in 2014, and they issue for us, they say to us, back in our country, you have three different kind of IDs. That's make your wallet is very big or different than here. When I ask, I need my ID, I need to go, they say to me, it's a driving license. It's all your information in this card. No need to take your passport. No need to take your anything. Just this. Move around New Zealand, go to open bank account, do anything with it. This is your ID.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. ARCC admit now to any one of our communities, come and take. Have an opportunity and come and take their license. That's very good.
Yeah. And in one way, it's also replacing the previous driving program that was there for refugees when we come in. Because I used to see when I was coming in 2014 that I used to have the program to get learn a license, and even had some of the programs, very limited program, to get restricted. But they were replaced. They were removed right now by the immigration. They removed the program. There's no longer
no program in the camp and refugees.
Yeah, and the good thing about the program Open Road is that it has added value to the community we represent. Mm-hmm. And some, I think we had, I don't know how many passes already we had. I think about 20 or 20 some now.
Yeah.
You know how it changed lives
for
in the community.
Big change.
We have single moms who have kids. they don't take their kids to school because they do not have a driving license. And now with this driving license in handy, now they are free to drive. You see, that's value, and that's what we advocate for. And thanks to Immigration New Zealand MBIE, you know, for the funding. If it was not the funding from MBIE, I don't know what would happen from now.
And it's also, driving license is also for employment as well, in part, right? You could say, you know, as I used to say, you know, even you don't have any penny, you just have a normal car and you can still, you know, register for Uber and just do a taxi driving and get some money.
In most jobs nowadays, too, they demand that you should have a driving license.
Yeah.
In any application you're applying, they say you have a driving license, they will say to you, do you have a full New Zealand driver license?
Yeah.
If you
it's
say
a requirement,
I have a restricted, it's okay. No problem. You can move and come back in this one. But learner, it's so difficult.
Yeah, because it's also access to cars and being on time to the work as well, right? Because I used to see public transport, you cannot trust them, right? to be honest, it's so hard for me to get Eastern
so now,
to the central.
2019, ARCC is a different, got a different name, and things are new, you know. I hope things will be much better, and our programs is still the same. And still we have a partnership with more organizations. ARCC signed MOU with Aus International. Aus International is looking for jobs for the communities, especially from refugee background communities. And we have we signed a memorandum of understanding with Shane Marcus in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are moving.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, we are moving forward. And Michael Wood was surprised us, you know, in the event that he will take the resettlement portrait to the Parliament.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's one of the
units.
That's one of the things, you know, when you have a very big support out there, and then you are moving forward because you have the people behind your back supporting you.
Michael Wood is
always there.
Yeah, always is supporting the resettlement communities. And
It's also, you know, all the volunteers, all the supporters, you know, even a stakeholder, you know, whoever supported the RCC, we also thank you, for all the years support.
Thank you for your support, and still we need support anyway, and if you need any contact, just go to our page and all the details are there. And we will not change anything, but we change the name there, we change the name.
For the employee, brother, can you explain how the people can go to a website and register the name? And
yeah, I think there are some ways. If you click on the website, then there are some links you will see there. And
that's very easy to. And also on the Facebook.
Also on the Facebook you can follow us. Or you can just pop in our office. We have nice stuff, and then you can chat with them. I think this brings to us to the end of the program. And until next time, bye-bye from the studio. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year,
Happy
guys.
Happy New Year, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Et tout j'ai kikini miyali. Etuja kikini miyali.
Look at me, baby. You wanna just undress me? Licky, 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 baby. That's why you call me sweetie. My body killing it. Yeah, mutu de oti pari. So you looky, looky, baby. I know you wanna undress me. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, say I know they tire. Baby, boo, I'm here forever. Me and you know go expire. Nobody, nobody, nobody can take this. You know, say I know they tire. Baby, boo, I'm here forever. Me and you know go expire. Nobody, nobody, nobody can take this.
Ebami, oyali, oyali. Ebami, oyali, oyali. Mama Jackie, kini mi yali. Robatu yali, ma phone mi liki. Ebami, oyali, oyali. Ebami, oyali, oyali.
Petrol and where you may take it if you are daily. Go ahead and tell your thoughts.